We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In elections, whether it be federal or here in the state of Minnesota?
Well, actually, Representative Dean Phillips has introduced and signed onto a bill in Congress that would try to change the way campaigns are financed. But I don't think, if you look at the dysfunction of Washington and basically the way this Washington works, that there's a lot of hope for a bill like that. And I don't see any way that Citizens United is going to be reversed, you know, in the next couple years. I think it will. Take some significant kind of public pressure. And frankly, there's just not enough passion for the public on campaign finance reform because they complain about it during the election, but that's about it. And then we all go about our business on a daily basis. So I think it's going to be a long time before Citizens United is changed.
The state fair was in our news here a minute ago with Al, and I wanted to talk to you about what happened there with the Fair Board of Managers.
Yeah, they announced that they're going to put $20 million in improvements around the fair. Obviously, the Great Minnesota Get-Together is such a destination. It ties into politics. But they're also going to up ticket prices, which I think they might get some blowback on because, you know, it's one of those things that people want to do it as a family. It's not an inexpensive adventure, but they want to raise ticket prices. And so it'll now be $15 for adults, $14 for children, and $12 for children under four and seniors. So we'll just kind of watch to see this in September or August and September if there's any blowback on that.
Do you think there's any kind of entrepreneur out there that says, they're increasing ticket prices. Maybe I'll do an alternate to a state fair. Has that ever come up?
Well, I think you look at the events that have tried to, the Taste of Minnesota and others that just haven't succeeded over the long term. And frankly, you can't match the state fair. I think it's really tough. But we'll watch and see if this fall, as we get back to school, if people kind of protest the fair's ticket prices.
Background checks for gun sales.
Yeah, there's a big divide in the Democratic Party. Tom Bach has said that he's for closing the gun show loophole, but he's not for having background checks if you sell your gun to your friend or your neighbor. And a lot of the freshman House DFLers were elected on guns being one of the top three issues in the campaign after health care and some other issues. So whether or not the House passes something on closing the loophole or universal background checks, it's not the Senate Republicans that might be the issue. It's actually the Senate DFL. Now, Bach may be bargaining for more kind of leverage on this issue, but it's going to show that there's tension within the DFL, which means Paul Gazelka and the Republicans can kind of let it linger and not get into the heated debate anytime soon.
The statewide transportation funding gap, what's going to happen there?
They say it's about $6 billion, that we're behind $6 billion. And obviously the gas tax was a major conversation piece during the election. But Transportation Commissioner Margaret Anderson Kelleher told the legislature last week that if we continue to fall behind, we're going to lose jobs. We're going to lose employers because that's ultimately these trucks that are sitting in traffic, employees sitting in traffic. Is a major issue. And so she says we have to find a sustainable approach. And so I think there'll be several ideas, the gas tax being one of them, floated to try to bring more sustainable funding to our roads.
As I was reading this weekend, I found it interesting that there seemed to be a bit of controversy about Senator Gillibrand, who announced that she's going to run for president, and her efforts to get Al Franken out of the U.S. Senate. And is there any kind of blowback on that, boys?
Yeah, she's getting a lot of blowback. It started in Iowa on Friday and Saturday, and it carried over to CNN yesterday. She's getting the question, why did you call out Al Franken? And there's several people within the Democratic Party who are using that against her as a reason not to support her for president. Now, You know, the water under the bridge there, I think everybody's kind of moved on, but there's some donors that just don't think Al Franken got a fair shake. And Gillibrand doubled down on the idea that, look, I said that, you know, we couldn't put up with it anymore, but he chose to resign. So I think she's going to get that out of the way this week. Maybe it'll linger for a little while longer, but then I think Al Franken's name will leave the presidential race for a while.
Annual Martin Luther King Jr. holiday breakfast this morning in less than an hour.
Yes, Governor Walz, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan will be there, and they had a little fun typo in their advisory yesterday, and it was probably one of those autocorrect things that Luther, Martin Luther, got turned into Lutheran, and so the first draft that came out said Martin Lutheran, and I thought that was it might be the one Minnesota thing going a little too far.
Hey, Blois, I will talk to you tomorrow. How do I get your email, by the way?
You just go to WCCOradio.com/morningtake. There's a link to subscribe right there.
He is back tomorrow morning here on WCCO along with the snow shovel. Looks like we'll all be needing that tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.